you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
Fellowship's sweeter,
knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's clear.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
You're welcome in this house. This house is the Lord. Feel the excitement. There's something in store. Where two or more gather and raise up his name.
He's promised.
Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near.
It's so good to see you. We hope that it's clear.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
I'm glad.
We're glad you're here.
Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you. We hope that it's clear.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
Fellowship's sweeter,
knowing you're near.
Reading from Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. And if you were tuned in on Monday or Tuesday, you heard from two special guests,
Bernie Lutchman and Doug Reihard.
We appreciated those two. They're very involved in Businessmen in Christ, and they got to share some of the great work that they're doing in and around the Springfield area with monthly gatherings, and they have a golf outing coming up in July, and they're just very involved followers of Jesus that want to do the Lord's work. And those two have been co-founders of Businessmen in Christ, and they've actually been involved even helping with Washington Street Mission. And so it was fun being in town on Monday and Tuesday while I'm back today. And usually you hear us do a little bit of the Prime Life Times in review, and Marianne joins me and we read an article from our beloved publication. Well, today I'm back in Springfield, and I have two more guests from the Springfield area that are doing a great work. So I'm getting to know them and appreciating them. And in fact, the executive director of Washington Street Mission, Brad Lovin, is in the studio. And Brad, I just want to say, first and foremost, kudos. You're graduating out of Husbandry 101. You've said some great things about Leslie, and you've said some great things about Kim here, who's the community engagement director. And I thought, this guy, you're very sincere, and you love your wife, and you've mentioned many different things, how God God raised her up to assist you in your vision and all the different work you have done. And then these nice things you were saying about Kim, you knew her from IBSA, Illinois Baptist State Association. I guess some time ago, she approached you and said, if there's an opening, you know, she'd be interested. And you said, this gal is capable, she's efficient, she's gifted. Some of the skill sets maybe she doesn't even know she has will fit in well. And so you've hired her. So I may have you introduce her a little to our radio listeners. But today we're going to learn about the great work that God's doing through the Washington Street Mission. And I began with this verse out of Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help, because Brad said, you know, that's a great verse. God put it on my heart as something that we can do as individuals, as believers, to serve others. And that's part of what you're doing with Washington Street Mission. So give us a snapshot. What is Washington Street Mission, and how do you see God using it?
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be here this morning on WLUJ. It's been a busy first 4 months for me at the mission as we kind of have emerged out of COVID and figuring out our place in today's time and how serving the homeless population of Springfield fits into that. The Washington Street Mission has had many, many focuses over the last 110 years of existence. So it has a rich history here in Springfield. We're actually not even on Washington Street, ironically. We're on 408 North 4th Street. But we have the same mission of trying to provide care to those who are in need, which is predominantly the homeless population of Springfield for us right now, in order that we might share the love of Jesus with them.
I think Bernie had sent something to me. He said, actually, you need to interview Brad because he's an Army combat vet. He worked for Samaritan's Purse. He's been a part of Illinois Baptist State Association before taking on this executive director position. And I said, yeah, I'll track him down in the coming days. But what happened is, and thank you both for being available on such short notice, but we wanted to do a public service announcement about the Washington Street Mission, your need for volunteers, and just the great work that you're doing. So we were going to have Kim in. And so I quickly called up the mission. Kim answered. And within a minute or two, I said, hey, can you come? Let's do a radio interview if you can come over. And I know it's very short notice, but I'm here in Springfield. And she said, sure, but can I bring our executive director? And I said, oh, great. Yeah, two will be fine. And it happened to be Brad Lovin. And this is the same Brad that Bernie Lutchman wanted me to meet up with. So anyways, it's working out really good. I'm going to more formally introduce you in a minute, Brad, but tell me about Kim, why she's a great participant, a great caregiver, and a great asset to the ministry.
Yeah, I couldn't say enough good things about Kim. You know, I met Kim when I worked at Illinois Baptist. We were looking for a ministry assistant, and we were just going into COVID. And so very few people want to sign on to learn a new job remotely to do that kind of thing. But Kim volunteered. She was going to my church at the time, and she said that she would be interested in doing that sort of work. And so Kim came probably lacking a few skills, but what I love about Kim is she's someone who wants to learn and never gives up. And so I knew that from the get-go. As someone who has led people in the past, if you have a determination and a desire to see what you set forth to do, it goes a long way, that you're going to continue to overcome barriers. And so I knew she would be a great hire for us at Illinois Baptist. And then when I came to the mission, she expressed a desire to maybe work there one day if I had an opportunity for her. She'd just be interested because it's always been something that kind of touched her life in a way. And I knew that at Illinois Baptist, she was doing great work there, a huge asset to the team. But I also knew she had a lot of giftings with engaging with people, just how she loves people well, that she would be able to serve our volunteers, the community members that come in each day, in a special way that wasn't getting leveraged in her current job. And so when I had an opportunity to bring her onto the team, she was the first person that I called.
Now, Kim, behind every great woman is a wonderful husband. Tell me something about Jeff.
My husband, Jeff, he has a wonderful sense of dry humor, and I love it so much. So we have been married for 21 years, and yes, just a really good partner, helps me in every way, and We have three children together. So Micah, who is 20, and two 16-year-olds.
So. I was going to say, because you look pretty young, I was thinking they're going to be young, so you're going to want to do a shout-out. Well, 20 and 16, they might be, oh, Mom, did you have to? So you have your three children. You live here in Springfield, and you've been married to Jeff for about 20 years. And so how have you seen God use you and Washington Street Mission to touch lives?
I would say the biggest thing that I see is the way that we communicate with the people that we see. We actually see them is the big thing. We make it a point to look at every one of them and acknowledge who they are, that they are a person that is sitting there in front of us. And I think in their lives a lot that they're ignored often. Maybe because they're not clean or maybe not presentable by a normal standard. And so just being able to look at them and learn their name, say good morning, smile, which all of us like the decency and privilege of having, it just goes such a long way with them to build trust with them and just letting them know that someone does care for them. So that's where we're really beginning. That's the goal that Brad has taken us in, and it's really showing to make a big difference.
I know, Brad, part of your passion is cultivating community. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because for many of our listeners, they might say, well, I don't know how to interact, or I don't have the skill sets, or how do you deal with somebody that might have maybe mental health issues, or how do we break down barriers? So what does it mean that Washington Street Mission wants to cultivate community?
Yeah, so to understand kind of where my heart is developed, where God's really worked in my heart and community, it goes back to what really brought me here to Springfield. I was working at Samaritan's Purse. We were a homeschool family. We lived in rural North Carolina. We didn't have a lot of lost people in our immediate vicinity. And God burdened my heart to say that I needed to have neighbors in my life, whether that's my workplace or where my kids go to school or where I live, that I could reach out to and love in order to be obedient to what God's really laid forth. And so when we moved here to Springfield, we sought to live in a community where we could know our neighbors well. And we've striven to make hospitality, inviting people closer, the backbone of what we do as a family where we live. And so when I came to the mission, I realized what an impact it was making with my neighbors where I live. And what I discovered in that is most people, they can't hear the message that you may have about Jesus because you haven't invited them closer in the culture we live today. We live in such a guarded culture today that we're not willing to have that kind of conversation without an invitation to come closer. And so when I came to the mission, I knew that I wasn't very adept with having experience in homelessness. I didn't come from issues in my past that I could identify readily with them. But I knew that we were created to be in relationship with people. And so God has really laid on my heart this idea of cultivation of community, because cultivation requires a lot of different processes. There's some people that harvest. There's some people that plant. For some of us, it's just removing rocks and weeds. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we get to play all of those processes. And then there's times when we get to do just one of those things. And so as we invite people into that community, whether it's volunteers, whether it's staff, whether it's the homeless, we see everyone as a community member there. And all of us have the role to play of removing rocks and weeds. Because when I came in there, I had some barriers to me understanding homelessness. And it wasn't until I met my community members that they removed some of those rocks and weeds in my life that were preventing me from having the fullness that I could have in Jesus.
Yeah, we tend to have those blind spots or prejudices that we don't even recognize we have till maybe an opportunity presents itself. And then we're saying, why did I use that word? Or why did my face show that kind of expression? That wasn't very welcoming. Or like the great calling that Jesus calls all of us to, you know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And so are we extending that compassion, that care, that empathy for somebody that has quite possibly lived a terrible life? they're in these circumstances, not just because they chose from the time they were a youngster to be homeless, but there were extending circumstances that if we could identify or understand, we'd be much more compassionate and want to reach out. And so, Kim, you work with a lot of individuals or volunteers, right? Coordinating activities or having them come and get involved. So a listener that's tuned in today, it's feeling a little tug on their heart. Maybe they're saying, financially, I want to help the work of Washington Street Mission. So we'll want an address or website. But they might also say, I'm retired. I have some spare time. But how would you see me fit in to maybe the business guy that can't do something till after 6 in the evening, or somebody who's a teenager that has some free time after school? What would you say to that listener, how to get involved or how to contact you?
So that's the question that makes my heart beat. I feel like the volunteers in our ministry are some of the most important people. And so I would say that I would love to have a conversation with them. And they can also bypass that if they want by going directly to our website. The phone number at the mission is 217-544-9011. That's 217-544-9011.
And if you didn't have a chance to write that down, maybe you're driving to work or you're brushing your teeth or you're just getting out the door, you can call into the station and we'll be happy to give you that phone number. That's to the Washington Street Mission, talking with Kim about how God may have this unique role for you to play.
And we also have our website that you can go to, washingtonstreetmission.org. That's washingtonstreetmission.org.
And so they'll come to this website. Will there be a link or do they search around? What would they look for?
Once they get to our website, they'll see three tabs. One's for volunteer, one is for give, and one is for donate.
That's washingtonstreetmission.org. They're doing a great work here in the greater Springfield area. With me on today's edition of Mark and Friends, the Wednesday edition, is Brad Lovin. He's the executive director, and Kim Ayers, the community engagement director. And if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, you can stop by wluj.org, wluj.org, or greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Click on the Mark and Friends link, and you can listen to this program in its entirety, or right-click on it, paste it into an email, and send it to a friend, and that way they can listen to it and be praying up the Washington Street Mission, the unique work that God is doing through it, and the work that he'll be doing in the days ahead with maybe you being a part of it. So, Brad, you've had a rich background with being an Army combat vet, working with Samaritan's Purse, traveling the world, a number of years with the Illinois Baptist State Association, and God used all those things to prepare you. And you mentioned earlier about you not really being trained in outreach to homeless people or those kind of things, but you said something that was really interesting. You said, but I was willing, I wanted to serve God. And you kind of exhorted the listener, hey, you might not have the background either, but God can use you in a unique way. And you cited an example of a guy who could play a guitar. You said that Mark, he came to me one day and says, I don't know if I have the skill sets or the abilities to make a difference, but I do play the guitar, and do you think you can use me? And you shared where this guy comes now all the time. So talk to the listener that might feel they don't have the abilities or it would be a stretch for them to serve in a way that they're unfamiliar.
Yeah, I think one of the important things that I've learned over the years, I've done a lot of things that have been challenging and difficult, things that I thought probably wouldn't have been possible, that if you had told me when I was getting out of college and I was going to be a high school teacher that I would do all these things, I wouldn't have thought that. But what I've realized and really only come to understand recently, especially since taking this job, is when you feel that you don't have the skills or the experience or the gifting, you're exactly the person that the Spirit needs in order to use. Because it is not in our sufficiencies that the Spirit works. It's in our insufficiencies. And so you reflect on what God has done in your life, and you reflect on the desires He's placed in your heart. And when He plants that seed and says, maybe you can be a part of doing something there, you don't fully understand what that place is. We have several people that come to the mission, and they walk in and they get a tour from Kim or I. We show them everything we do. And then we usually ask them, what do you think that God's leading you to do? Mm-hmm. we realize we may have people who want to serve the mission in a capacity that may even never bring them inside the walls of the mission. Because with a staff of seven, well, there's a lot of things we can't do. And there's a lot of ways that people are gifted or have access to relationships or know people. And God may be calling them to use that. And they may say, how can God use this thing that doesn't seem that significant? And I'm reminded of story upon story of people who were not qualified, not gifted, who said, I'm going to be obedient to the Lord and I'm going to take that first step. And that's where the Spirit comes in and works. Because if it was about your giftings and skills, then the Lord wouldn't need you.
Right.
And so he needs obedience. That's what he really needs.
And not only that, but oftentimes when we feel ill-equipped or not capable, what do? We lean into Jesus. We pray a lot more. We say, Lord, if this is going to happen, you're going to have to work it through me. And that's really the place that God wants us, is being vulnerable, being transparent, recognizing without him, we can't do anything. But with him, we can do all things. And Kim, I'm going to give you the last word, because I know the heart of Washington Street Mission is not to only involve individuals, but you want churches involved. Should a pastor call you, or a deacon, or the elders? What's the best way for a church to say, we want to know more about Washington Street Mission, or maybe having one of you two come and present on a Sunday morning or to our large group?
This is really probably a question more for Brad.
Okay.
But yes, we do want churches involved. We want them involved for a variety of reasons. We feel a calling that Christians should be involved in ministries such as this. Brad can probably answer it much better.
Yeah, thanks, Kim. Really, when I took over the mission, one of the biggest things that I wanted to make central to what we do is that the responsibility for advancing the kingdom in our city, in Illinois, in the ends of the earth, is the church. And so we don't ever want to be an organization that is doing the ministry. We want to be an organization that enables the opportunity for Christians and churches to enter into ministry. And so if that's a church sending a mission team to do a project, we can find projects. If that is a church that says we want to start a program, and this is what we are kind of thinking, again, we want to help be collaborative in our innovation with churches, because our heart is not only that churches would see an opportunity to learn from each other at the mission, but we also want those churches to go back to their own communities and take what they're doing at the mission and help them do it in their community. Because if that church goes back to their community and they push back literacy, they push back addiction, there may be children or adults that will never slip into homelessness because that church was able to be more successful at mission in their part of Springfield or their part of Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Find out more at WashingtonStreetMission.org, WashingtonStreetMission.org, or call them at 217-544-9011. That's 217-544-9011. Well, thank you, Brad and Kim, for being a part of today, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. And we hope that our listeners will respond and get in touch with you and find out more how to be involved, whether it's at Washington Street Mission or in their mission agency in their community, because they're throughout our state. It's a needed work. God can use you. He can use your funds. He can use your abilities, your time, and your talents. Step forward and come out of your comfort zone and go into God's courageous zone. But find out more by calling the Washington Street Mission at 217-544-9011. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Brad Lovin, and Kim Ayers with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.